We go. We're going. Hey.
Knees.
Yeah.
I want to give you herpes.
Okay, so, all right. Do you think when they were recording that song, or when they were writing that song, the first time that Axl Rose went, do you think there was pushback in the recording studio?
I think someone was like...
somebody heard that it was like, what the fuck is he doing?
It's like, yo, who gave him the cocaine?
Yeah.
Why is he talking like that?
This is how I talk, man.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody of sound mind being like, that's a good idea.
Like, that's like that. Not a thing someone would put on sheet music.
Nah.
Yeah.
With like the notes underneath it going up and down.
like fucking like Gregorian monks aren't going sha no 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 yeah yeah.
It's gonna bring you down. Yeah, I don't know. There was some different shit in the 80s, though. Mm-hmm. They were just kind of throwing everything to the wall and seeing what stuck.
Yeah.
You know? That's the good cocaine.
And that shit stuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think will be our shanananananana knees? Shanananana. Like, what's the big boy? Shanananananana knees?
Panda.
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 That's designers, man. I forgot about designer. I forgot he was a thing. That was
isn't he like he's like in jail right now?
No, he's not.
Wait, really?
Yes, he is.
Oh,
for what?
Sucks.
I don't know. For like sucking dick.
Are you spreading propaganda about designer?
He's in jail, bro. I swear to God, he's in jail.
I don't believe you.
I swear, he was like
for what? Top of your head. Wait, top of your head. Don't even look it up. What do you think?
It was
in jail
like
for?
Some scamming shit. It was like some credit card scam shit.
Are you basing on the song?
No,
where
it, said was
credit
a, it was
card
a real thing.
Scammers?
I swear to God, it was a real thing.
I don't believe you.
Look it up.
I don't want to.
Google it.
I don't believe in that shit.
I think tuna, shrimp, tempura, crab, avocado, cream cheese.
The sushi?
Yeah, I'm looking at sushi.
Okay.
Sushi's good for you, right?
Sushi's good for you. It's got like very low carbs.
Yeah. Let's take a look at some sushi.
If you get it with brown rice, it tastes like shit, but it's even healthier.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah.
I get brown rice whenever I go to Chipotle. They're like, you want white rice or brown rice? I throw it for a loop when I say brown rice. They're like, oh.
But have you ever seen them make the white rice?
No. I don't watch them cook.
Yeah, sushi's actually pretty low in calories, bro.
Yeah, man. It's just fish and like vegetables.
The white rice, like they have like a big jar,
like a rice cooker?
No. Well, they do the rice cooking, but like once it's made, they have like a big jar of just like the lime juice.
Yeah.
And just like pour it over the rice.
Oh shit.
And then like it's got like salt and shit in it too.
Oh, okay.
Then, like they just have like the big they grab like a handful of cilantro and throw it in there.
Oh yeah, it's cilantro just, like, lime rice.
Yeah.
I figured out how to make that shit like 3 years ago. I looked up like a recipe to make your own cilantro lime rice. Very easy. It's just lime juice.
Yeah.
Salt. And that's it. Yeah. Cilantro. Like, oh shit.
Like anytime like somebody's like, why is this rice so good? It's probably salt.
Yep. Probably, yeah, 100%.
Like sushi rice, the reason it tastes better, they just add sugar to it.
Did it really? Is that why it's so sticky?
Yeah.
I thought it was because of like they they put it like in the freezer or something like that.
You know, I swear I thought it was a cum in it.
So stuff like that, but like they're part one of the ingredients is sugar to get like the taste.
You know, I completely thought that
he does have legal issues.
I thought the rice was sticky because of all the cum.
that Chinaman cum.
The Chinaman cum.
He was arrested.
The Chinaman dumb cum.
Chickity China, the Chinese semen. You put it in your rice, and now it's 350. Wait, designer's he's in trouble.
He's not in jail anymore. But on September 8th, 2016. He was arrested.
Oh, shit. All right, I take it back. Right, you're right.
For having guns in his car in New York City.
What kind of guns? Like?
They just said guns. So it was probably like a picture of a gun.
Yeah.
And the NYPD was like, yo, send back.
We got him.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know what? I think we should plant guns in Joe Sensabella's car. I think we should plant.
What do we put in Joe Sensabella's car?
Guns. We should plant guns in his car.
I don't know.
I can get a gun pretty quick.
Well, I.
This is
that.
This is. This
I
is
just have to like. I just have to go upstairs like 2 flights and get a gun.
Jesus Christ, dude! This is satire.
Yeah, satire. Yeah, we're not gonna. I would never put a gun in Joe Sensabella's car. Mm-hmm.
What if you
go
with a gun in Joe Sensabella's car like, and there's a gun like, in there already?
I call the cops on myself. They kill me anyway.
Like, you put a gun in there, but like what? Like then what? Like do you like tell the cops?
Yeah. I put it in anonymous
tip. But
that
would make you a snitch.
Ray, you do it.
Do I have to?
Okay. What if we ask? We could ask one of our listeners. To call the cops.
Not saying Goron.
I'm not saying who. I'm not saying anyone to do it.
I'm
just
saying
that
if you run a computer business, then also maybe you could put in an anonymous tip easily because you know the computers.
That's true. Yeah. Get a good VPN.
Dude, they have buffalo chicken rolls at Bento.
Woo!
Since when?
I don't know, but I'm looking for it. And I'm trying to get that.
All right. While you're doing that, what should we plant? And because we have a fatwa against another,
don't say their name. Don't say their name.
Oh yeah, you're right. Can we bleep out that faggot's name? We have a fatwa out against another Orlando podcast.
Do you think a teriyaki rice bowl would be like a lot of like? Oh, you can get it with steak. Steak is good for you, right?
Yeah, steak's not bad. It's got protein in it. Chicken's good for
teriyaki rice bowl. Man.
If you get make sure you get it with like brown rice.
Yeah, brown rice.
Yeah.
Does brown rice taste crunchy to you?
No, but it like fills me up faster.
Yeah.
And then like it's like I don't it's not great. Tasting,
yeah, you can't.
Like, it's not crunchy, but it is like there's solid bits to it.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
And like, you can't keep a refrigerator. It's not like you can keep white rice refrigerated for like a week, you know, and it won't stink. But brown rice is like if you keep it there for more than like 2 days, it's gonna start smelling real quick.
I made some fried rice with brown rice, and I just put like a bunch of Terry Ho's on it.
Hey,
it was great.
Terry Ho's.
There's this place around around here called Salad as Fuck.
Salad as Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I really hate America sometimes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes, like just hearing shit like that, I'm like, maybe we deserve another 9/11. Like we should. Like, we should.
If not 9/11, maybe like another like Pullman rail car massacre or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need something drastic to just remind people that shit's not. We're not as safe as we think we are. You know what I mean?
Because people they feel too safe right now.
Like
that's
a Kansas City Hilton bridge collapse.
Something or like
Notre Dame burning down.
Notre Dame.
Yeah. You know what? I think it had it coming. Like,
you know, yeah.
It's 800 years.
Yeah. It's past
old.
Its prime.
Like,
wait, is it 800 years old? Was it really 800 years old? Oh,
well,
shit.
It's like the stone part
no
is still standing.
Yeah.
But like the.
Then why is everyone crying
roof,
about like the fucking.
Well, the wooden roof was like really like important. And like as it. So
to
like
what?
The roof collapsed.
Yeah.
So like everything inside. The building got burned up because the flaming chunks of wood were raining down on the inside. And then
those children in those cages were pretty much fucked.
Three huge stained glass windows, and like that are all hundreds of years old.
Yeah,
and one of them got fucked up
from
debris. And
just one.
Well, yeah, just one of them.
Damn.
But
justifies a lot of Instagram pictures.
But like they're like those three stained glass windows are like the three biggest stained glass windows. In the world.
Okay.
So,
I just don't get why that.
Oh, and then the spire was built like in the 1700s or something.
But like, why did everyone feel like I gotta make this about me on Instagram? Like, why?
I don't have Instagram, so I didn't see it. I just all I saw were a bunch of people that were upset Like on Twitter,
yeah.
I think the general consensus was like, "Fuck you for being upset at Notre Dame,"
yeah,
because there's three black churches that were burned down and no one gave a shit or something.
Oh, really?
That was like
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, like in France at the same time?
There was some dude in like Texas or Alabama or some shit that burned down like a bunch of churches recently.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. A bunch of black churches. Yeah.
Well, I'm the last nigga on earth to find out. I guess I had no idea.
You should go to church.
What's that about?
They'd probably talk about it there. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The last time I heard about things going down in a black church, people like niggas got shot. I'm like, you know what? I don't want any part of that. I left for a reason. People like not even safe in churches anymore. I don't know. Yeah, speaking of churches, y'all ever had Popeyes?
No.
I've had church's chicken, though.
Yeah. But I didn't like it.
You don't like Popeyes?
No. I don't like the breading. It like flakes off too easy. It's not great. Like the chicken itself isn't good. Like it's,
okay.
I don't know.
Like, all right, in your hierarchy of fast food chicken places, let's leave Chick-fil-A out of it because we already it's a top tier.
Yeah.
We'll leave that there.
And it's different. It's not like a place.
We're talking about chicken places?
Fingers. Yeah.
PDQ, baby.
PDQ.
PDQ is very good.
What's PDQ?
It's up in like Winter Park.
There's one in Hunter's Creek too.
Place,
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just good chicken fingers. It's like
what's
it's
it stand
like,
for? What is
like
PDQ?
The Target
people dedicated to quality.
It's like
I don't like it.
It's like the Target version of Zaxby's.
A Target version of Zaxby's.
Yeah. Yeah, like
so there's like pissed
getting the Cali Club. Woo!
There's like Haitians working in the back unloading trucks.
I like to get they have like a buffalo blue sauce, which is just buffalo sauce with blue cheese dressing mixed
together.
Yeah,
okay.
And then you can get like your fingers like
chopped off
in sauce.
Okay.
So, like, I'll get, like, the fingers, fries, and a drink.
Mm.
And the fingers are tossed in sauce.
Tossed in sauce.
And then you dip the fries in the sauce. That's
shit.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And,
that's
like,
not bad.
The fingers are good.
But, PDQ.
The sandwiches are really good, too.
Though.
I like Zaxby's.
I haven't had
Zaxby's
before.
Their buffalo sauces are good.
Mm-hmm.
And they got, like, the Zax sauces.
The Zaxby sauce. You can't go wrong with Zaxby sauce.
Yeah.
I fuck with Zaxby sauce.
Guthrie's is good, but it's not, like, around
Guthrie's?
Here.
Guthrie's? It sounds familiar.
There used to be one in, like, Gainesville, and then it closed. And then, like, there's one
in Gainesville.
Tallahassee that I know of. And, like, I don't know. It's like old, like,
I feel like there was one in, like,
but, like, older.
I feel like I saw one, like, in Longwood or something, like, years ago.
That might have been possible, yeah. I know, like, they used to be in a lot of, like, college towns and stuff.
Okay. Now, I mentioned Popeyes because, like, I went to one recently, and, like, it was a Popeyes in Richmond Heights, which is, like, it's the hood, basically. And, like, I asked the lady for their spicy mustard. It's called Mardi Gras mustard.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, can I have a Mardi Gras mustard? And she looked at me as if I made it up. I'm like, no, can I have a Mardi Gras mustard? She's like, what is a Mardi Gras mustard? I'm like, you work here. How do you not know what Mardi Gras mustard is? And she's like, I don't know what that is. I was like, okay, can I get a, you know, she said, do you want black and ranch? And I didn't know that you can black ranch. That's it.
That's actually, like, I might try ranch.
How
kind of
do
ranch.
You black and ranch?
I'm not a big fan of ranch, though.
I'm not a fan of ranch either,
you
but how
add,
do you...
like, the blackening seasoning to ranch. So it's, like, extra pepper and shit.
It sounds like the blacked version of ranch. Like, mm-hmm. just like some black dude just putting his dick in ranch, and he's
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah,
here's our blackened ranch.
Yeah, what's not great about that?
You know what? I take it back.
You know, sometimes you just gotta fuck ranch is what mm-hmm. we're getting at here. And, like, you know, the law says you might not be able to fuck ranch, but I think you should fuck ranch.
What law says you can't fuck ranch? Because I've never heard of any law that says you can't fuck ranch. Now that I think about it.
Listen, I'm like halfway here, halfway on, like, trying to find some food.
Okay. Where are you at so far with it?
I know what I want.
Not as good when you're on your phone.
That's true.
I know.
I'm not that funny. So, like,
yeah.
I can't.
I'm talking about
gotta backpack this shit.
Putting my dick in ranch dressing.
And then we get, like, real esoteric when Javaris is talking.
That's
left
true.
His own devices.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, like,
it's going to be, it's gonna be for nobody.
Here, I'll, what do you want? Like, tell me what kind of food you want. I
can
order
you get me? Can you get me? Do you have Venmo? I'll Venmo you.
No, don't worry about the Venmo.
Okay.
I really.
We're on the podcast. We can do that. Later.
I really want to do something.
Get me Bento Cafe. It's mm-hmm. like it takes like 30 minutes.
Fucking fag.
And get me like a teriyaki steak rice bowl.
Okay.
Alright.
Teriyaki steak rice bowl.
Yeah. You want to hear my new bit? I just wrote this
you
bit.
Want anything?
Like,
oh, no, I already ate. I had two Hot Pockets.
I wrote this bit very high, and I'm very proud of this bit. Okay. So it goes.
Wait, is this for stand-up or is this for?
It's for stand-up. Should I do it?
Should I leave it out? Let me go ahead. Fuck it.
All right. So the bit is like, I want to get a puppy,
mm-hmm.
right? And I want to make it a service puppy. And, like, I want to put the vest on it and everything, but people are still going to pet my puppy even though there's a service vest on it because it's a puppy.
Right.
So I decided in order to keep people to stop petting my puppy, so I'm going to give my puppy AIDS. And then that's how I'm going to get people to stop petting my puppy. They're going to come up to my puppy and they're going to be like, can I pet your puppy? I'm going to be like, he has AIDS.
I don't think.
He has puppy AIDS.
I don't think that would stop people from petting your puppy, though. If anything, that might encourage more hugs. Like, oh my God, this puppy has AIDS. Let me give him a hug. And wait, can dogs even get AIDS? I don't think so. Dogs can get cancer, which is kind of stupid.
Dogs can get cancer.
Which is retarded.
What else can dogs get? Dogs can get diabetes.
Dogs can get this dick.
Dogs can definitely get this dick.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely give a dog a dick.
You know what I'm saying?
Worms. They get worms.
They do get worms.
Yeah. Can you give a dog herpes?
Can you get worms on your dick from fucking a dog?
We'll find out.
Huh?
Can you get worms on your dick from fucking a dog?
Depends on the kind of worm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But, like, I don't know.
Dogs this worm.
No. You know what I'm saying? Is your dick very worm-like?
No.
Does it just come out, like when it's raining?
It just kind of slithers.
Yeah. You know, like, hookworm is something that you can just get
ringworm
around barefoot?
I've had, like, a case of ringworm for,
oh,
like...
Oh, fuck. That sucks,
like,
dude.
A year.
How do you get ringworm for a year?
Yeah.
Well, how's that even work?
I just gave up on life.
How's that even work?
2018.
What the fuck?
Oh, this is last year, nigga. Wait, how?
Most of 2018.
Is that why you were, like, wearing hats all the time?
No, it wasn't on my head. It was like on my body.
Oh, fuck. You were sitting on my couch with that? Fuck you.
Wait.
I had a shirt on. Jesus Christ.
Wait, how?
Man, it's still dope.
How? What?
I'm
trying to figure out, like, because
did it last so long?
I thought ringworm was just like something you get on your head, not like your body.
No. You could get it on your body. It's just like a. It just like looks like a rash, basically.
Oh, you put. Which,
yeah, it was under my right titty for like.
You get a rash under your titty.
Yo, for like you got years. That titty rash.
You got that titty rash, bro.
Like,
look out, Eric.
Actually, like, it's really easy to get rid of. You just have to buy like
bathe, like regularly, nigga.
No, like. It doesn't go away when you take a shower. Like,
yeah.
Some of them do go away, but like you have to get like the athlete's foot like thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
And then you just spread it on and it goes away within like the day.
Oh, that's cool.
But I just was lazy as fuck and depressed in 2018 that I was just like,
yeah.
Fuck it, I deserve to have ringworm.
That's different. I don't know about that, man.
Yeah, no, I was really sad.
There's kids in like Uganda.
Yeah, I got rid of that shit like in a day. Like as soon as like started dating this chick, like I was just like, that kid.
I gotta change my life.
I can't fuck her with ringworm, Bobby.
I don't want her to be sucking my dick and start asking questions. Like, hey, what's out of your stomach? Like, that's Harvey. Don't look at me.
Just don't pay attention to that. That's just my good old ringworm.
It's my tattoo.
Uber Eats?
All right, can we Postmates a gun in a certain Orlando podcaster's car? Or drugs. No, not drugs. I want to keep the drugs. But, like, can we put weapons in another podcast, casters, cars?
I'm not really,
really
sure
just
who you're
one.
Asking.
I want to plant evidence in our enemy's car. Call the police.
Yeah.
Get them arrested.
I feel like you can just call the police on Joe, and that's all
I wasn't going
to
say his name again. But, yes, we can call the cops on Joe. We just gotta get him like to freak out. Like, how do we get him like to freak out again?
Like a little freak out.
Yeah.
Get
it on tape, and then we send it to the mayor.
We just pay like a shitty comic to yell at him during the set.
We'll get him.
Yeah. Fight you.
Who should we get?
I don't know. I mean, it'd have to be a new guy who Joe doesn't recognize because he's not gonna fight any of the comics now.
That's true. Yeah.
Maybe Larry Griffin.
We'll get Larry Griffin to do
John
it.
John Restrepo.
Ooh.
No, not John Restrepo. No. No, he's a family man.
Yeah, he's got kids.
He's got a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
right, never mind.
He's a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's got to be someone with like nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm. Goron.
Goron, he's a listener, though. We'll lose a listener, potentially.
That's true, yeah. If Goron goes to jail, we don't
know. I don't
know.
That's half our
Goron's
listenership.
Goron's from, like, the Balkans. He's had, like, a rough life. I feel like if you piss Goron off, he will fuck your shit up.
Yeah, probably.
He'll, like,
or
plant a pipe bomb.
He has friends that will probably be able to fuck your shit up.
That's true.
So, like,
yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, that's true. Right, you got a point. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Did you get that Postmates going?
No, I didn't. Because
I'll do it.
It's fucking stupid because Bento is the is
Postmates
awful about delivery.
Postmates,
fuck you, Bento, and
be unmarked
on all the apps.
An unmarked gun into the vehicle. What does Joe's car look like? All right,
I don't know.
This is just for me then. All right, so listen, Joe. If you listen to this, you piece of shit. I know you're not. You fuck. You brought this on yourself.
You brought it on yourself, Joe.
You brought this on your fucking self. All you had to do was just mind your dumb fucking business.
These are threatening ass words, dude.
Your mind your fucking business and not comment from your goddamn cucks fucking IG.
Cucks
so
of,
what
happened?
What started it? He commented about his podcast on one of our posts.
Yeah, no, it was on my Instagram page, like my personal.
Your personal.
Yeah,
Instagram.
From his
pro. He's like, hey, I got a podcast.
Yeah.
That's
why I'm like, okay, this is fatwa worthy. You're getting
worthy.
A fatwa now, and so if any of
Salman Rushdie did less. That's all I'm saying.
He did less and got fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is he still alive, right?
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's just not in Iran.
Yeah, he can't really go there.
Yeah.
is Mediterranean food, like, somewhat healthy?
Yeah. It's fucking healthy. It's, like, the healthiest in the world.
It's like, yeah, it is.
Except for, like, no food.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's healthy.
Get that African diet, dog.
Jainism? Like, holy shit, that's healthy.
What's Jainism?
It's like they don't even believe in, like, killing plants. Like, they don't kill plant animals, and they don't believe in, like, killing plants, so like they just have to like wait for a like an apple to fall from the tree to eat it.
That's too much work.
Yeah,
you're waiting a long fucking time.
Like, they don't live long.
Yeah,
yeah. It's
I've
kind
never
of
heard
like
of Jainism.
You convert from like Buddhism or Hinduism to Jainism, and then you die.
Yeah. So that is that like the next level to death?
Yeah.
All like just letting go of all attachment to just
very ascetic.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I think acetic is the word, but I don't know. Maybe that's
I thought you were saying acidic.
No, Hasidic is different. Acetic, like ascetic. It's like removed and like very devout and shit.
Like the Jews.
Like Buddhist monks and shit.
Okay.
Like very like you spend all your time just doing the religion.
Yeah. It's gotta be kind of boring though.
Yeah, man.
Just sitting around doing a religion.
But what if they fuck?
I'm about to say, no, they fuck.
Like, does Buddhism have like a law against fucking?
Yeah. I think
really?
It's kind of, it's like the attachment thing. So it's
it's kind of like a thing.
You're
like,
clinging
you
to like the physical. Yeah, you got to kind of let that shit go. I don't know. But then again, like, Catholics fuck kids, though.
Catholics do fuck kids, man.
So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine.
It's like an under the table fuck.
I don't know. That's well, I guess do. It probably would be preferred on the table, right?
Like, you know, it's like with like the Catholicism, they're like, you don't fuck. I mean, you fuck, but don't fuck.
You don't fuck.
Yeah.
You got a dinner table with the other what they call it, pastors or priests or whatever.
And apparently there's like a whole thing like
getting your dick
the Catholic
sucked.
Church like has like
nice supple boy.
Like an official like thing of like, hey, if you're a priest and you get somebody pregnant, this is what we do. And, like, they take care of, like, there's, like, a bunch of, like, there's thousands of kids, and or if not millions of kids that are just, like, the children of priests.
Ready to get fucked by
that,
them.
No, but, like,
that kind of
like,
makes it
just,
easy,
like,
though.
The church, like gives them basically child support.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, so, like, yeah.
See, all right, now
there's
this kind of.
There's, like, an article in Ireland about it where it's, like, this whole thing of, like, no one talks about, like, all these kids that are the children of pastors.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Now, with that in mind, I want to ask a question. If you're a priest and you have a kid, would it? How much better would it be in the eyes of the Lord to fuck your own kid as opposed to fucking someone else's kid? Because if you have a kid with a nun, that kid's like super pure. So,
I don't think that's how any of that works.
I think it is.
No,
it's your kid. It's like Marxism, how like so like for the worker, if you put your energy into an object or whatever you create, you're entitled to that. And what's a bigger creation than making a kid?
Well, but if
so aren't you
dude,
entitled
you didn't
to that
really
kid?
Put that much energy into it.
It's a lot, dude. Sex is a lot.
Sex is a lot of energy.
It's a lot of energy. So why can't you, as a priest who believes in Marxism, be entitled to a kid's butthole? It's your kid. If you're fucking your own kid. I mean, listen. I don't know. You know what? I want to see a couple of jokes do better than that. All right?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of tuned out a little bit.
It's fine.
Ways ago.
I don't think either. Like, there's like the thing of like you can be upset at two different things.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like this is awful, and it's like, well, what about this? That's also bad.
Okay, but if it's your own kid, as a priest,
that's worse.
But it's your kid that you made with
like,
a nun.
No, both of them
it's holy
bad.
As fuck. It's a
no,
holy
it's
kid.
Not.
How about
it's pure?
How about instead of the New York Nets, it's the New York Vets, mm-hmm. and every time the buzzer go off, like they all hit the ground.
Shit.
The ball rolling here.
The game ended on a buzzer beater, and by that we mean that one of the players suffered a PTSD flashback beating the other team with his fists.
He calls them all Charlie. Now he's in a corner crying to himself.
Another bad season for the New York Vets.
They just like get into a circle and start playing Russian roulette.
Yo, can I say though that I went to the beach on a Saturday, went to New Smyrna, and I was just out like on a sand with my girl or whatever, and then like there was this fucking like Nissan Xterra like next to us. They started playing what's the song called? Fortunate Son. And I kind of started looking around the sky real quick. I was looking around for a good like 10 seconds. Like, oh shit!
I'm gonna see a helicopter.
Yeah, I'm like, oh shit! All right, we're good.
How about instead of Emma Watson, it's mm-hmm. Emma Hobson.
Oh no!
And she's
I don't even
bigger.
Like this. Oh. With like the dumb contacts in her eyes.
Yeah.
She says nigga, but she's also like a feminist.
Yeah, and she's got like a skateboard in one hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Steven doesn't know who Hobson is.
He's nope. the worst rapper.
He's okay. Pretty good.
Nah, he's a shit. Wow.
No, no, no.
He's just shitty.
He
have you heard
like,
that song he made about
his Ill Mind stuff is pretty good.
I don't know, man.
There's a couple that are pretty
I want to see how many. I want to check your chromosome level now because I feel like I can't trust you if you're like Hobson.
He just sucks Eminem's dick like really hard. And
was
I'm
he
like,
with Eminem? Like
yeah,
shady and all
just,
that?
Like, he just loves Eminem. And you could tell, like, in his flow and the way he fucking raps.
I never related Hobson to anything. I couldn't. Those two were never connected to me.
Hobson?
Yeah, Hobson and Eminem.
As soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, he's trying to be Eminem.
Oh.
Like, old Eminem.
I guess, yeah, all right. I guess, like, old, like, mm-hmm. Slim Shady shit.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. I can see that. With,
like, he
the...
freaked out when, like, Eminem said his name on a track. There's, like, a video of him, like, freaking out.
He's crying.
Happy, yeah.
Trying to throw himself off a building. Like, yeah. He said my name!
And then MGK had the complete opposite reaction because of white privilege.
Yeah, I remember that shit. Well, I don't know why he thought it would be cool to just say shit about Eminem's daughter.
This is my question. Why do they always have to talk about each other in their music?
Because
why can't you just like do your music?
It's the same reason why
it's
we
like
mentioned a couple
jokes.
Jokes. Huh?
Yeah, I guess,
it's like roast
but
jokes.
Like, I don't know. It just seems like the best diss would be to ignore somebody
and live your best life.
Exactly.
And that's what Drake does.
Nah,
oh,
Drake. He's like
no,
he's the king of sneak dissing, bro.
No, yeah,
oh, yeah, that's true.
Every
yeah,
time
I forgot
that,
about that.
Like, because the with Pusha T.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he responded to Pusha T.
Well, no, he started it.
Yeah,
he started initially.
Yeah,
yeah, okay,
so
he mentioned Pusha's wife's name.
That shit.
Yeah,
yeah, but like, Pusha T, like he didn't respond to Pusha T after that.
Nah,
yeah.
He was like,
there's,
bro, like, I'm gonna
no
air you out real quick.
You are hiding a child. Like,
yeah, it don't get no deeper than that. But
like
what I liked afterwards was just like the weeks of like Drake being like, man, you know what?
I could finish you right now. I could finish you, but I won't do it because I'm a nice guy. It's like, you don't have shit, bro. Like, yeah. You really ain't got shit, dude.
Like, if you're responding enough to be like, I could say bad things, but I won't.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, that means that you just can't say bad things.
Yeah.
Because you're not, like, you don't, like, yeah.
There was some shit that,
like, if you had said nothing, it'd been better.
Drake, he was trying to pay off, I think it was like $100,000 to anyone who had information on Pusha T that Drake didn't know about. And I'm like, bro, like, you're looking kind of messy. You're looking kind of messy, bro.
Don't fucking, like, call people out on shit if you have shit you're hiding.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly. But, I mean, like, who the fuck would have thought that, like, who would have thought that Drake even had a kid? Have you seen his baby mama? Have you seen his baby mama?
Yeah, she's pretty fine.
She got a fucking horse mouth, dude. What are you talking about?
Okay, so then we probably looked at two different pictures of two different women.
Probably. I don't know. Because
the one I saw was thick, but I wasn't paying
attention
to
her. She's thick. No, she's thick for sure. It might be the same girl.
Isn't she, like, kind of a porn star, but she's not a porn star?
She's a stripper.
She's a stripper.
But,
okay.
There's, like, the thing where, like, the one lady sued Drake for giving her herpes or something.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Or, like, apparently he gave some lady herpes.
Whoa. What just happened? Wait, when did Drake get herpes?
No, he gave somebody else herpes.
That's not. That's
it means
not.
He's had it.
I don't think that happened, dude.
Really?
What? That's why I'm like, what the fuck?
I heard that it happened.
You might be thinking about the lady who tattooed Drake on her forehead. Tattooed her name. His
what
name.
The fuck?
Yeah,
how's that herpes?
Someone got sued at some
that's
point.
That's herpes.
Wait, how did?
Yeah. That's like that's worse than herpes.
What is happening right now? Wait.
It was a lady that tattooed Drake on her forehead.
Oh.
Yeah, and then Drake was like, "That tattoo artist is an asshole for doing that." And then I think somebody sued somebody.
Oh. Mm. Steve, where the fuck did you get herpes from?
Yeah, where'd you get herpes from?
Besides me, like, where'd you get herpes from? Like, how did you...
I just thought... I thought I heard a story once about, like, he gave
Drake having
herpes.
I
know Rihanna got herpes.
I feel like Drake has herpes.
Nah, Rihanna got herpes.
If Rihanna got herpes,
she
Drake's
does.
Got herpes.
No, that's not necessarily true.
You
like,
don't think they fucked?
They definitely fucked, but I'm pretty sure he wrapped up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I know for a fact. The winner's circle.
God, I freaked out for a minute. I thought
Rihanna's got herpes. She got herpes. She got herpes and trying to think who else.
Herpes is scary, man.
Nah, dude, it's fucking rad. Don't. This is for all other people listening.
I thought I had herpes for like a week.
It's like, who doesn't love picking scabs?
Well, I mean,
who doesn't love playing with their dick?
I
so
think
what's
it's fine.
Better than picking scabs on your dick?
It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. Let me put it that way.
I can't imagine being a girl and having herpes because of the fact that, like, the sore's on the inside of your pussy.
Dude.
So it's like, yeah, you're going to feel that shit. Because I've had, like, uncomfortable instances where, like, I've had, like a pop blister on my dick and then it gets stuck to my underwear and it's like, it kind of, like, rips out a little bit.
Oh, shit.
This was, like, early on before I had, like, medication and shit. Yeah, but, like, yeah, it's gross. But it's fun, you know? It's a fun STD to have, I think. Mm-hmm. For all
you
the
got, like, skid marks in the front and the back.
Yeah, exactly. Hell yeah. I know who, what was it? There was, like, some rumor that the bad baby bitch, the Catch Me Outside girl with her fat titties, she got herpes also.
She probably does.
That'd be cool.
Right?
Hell yeah. How old is she now?
Who knows?
Probably, like, is that a good at least 18 now.
Is that a good question to ask?
Yeah, you're fine.
Being recorded?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you should definitely, like, fuck her.
All right, cool. Because I'm going to.
I'm pretty sure.
You can't give double herpes, can you?
No.
I don't think that's how it works.
Well, there's the two. There's, like, the
top and,
like,
bottom.
Different strains.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, if you, like, cross the streams with the strains.
I can make a whole new one.
Like, yeah.
A whole new herpes.
Super Saiyan 3 herpes.
So, like, there's, you know, the people they got, like. They got the dick herpes on the mouth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, like, show up that often.
Yeah.
But, like, when it does, and if they're, like, orally pleasuring somebody, then that's a motherfucker for that person.
But it's, like, if you let somebody...
That person might already have... True. That other person might already have, like, mouth herpes, so they're not, like, thinking anything of it.
Yeah. Can you get herpes from making out with someone?
Yeah.
You can't.
I mean, like, it's the just, mouth, but, like, not, like...
It's gotta like be just like
the oral type. Like
they
not,
gotta have like
not the dick hurt.
They gotta have like an open sore or something like that. Like pretty much like the best way to spread it is to have
like they have a cold sore at the moment.
Yeah, like
and
an active
it's oozing. And
yeah,
then you still make out with them.
Yeah. Or you let them suck your dick.
Fuck! I'm single again. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Why are you concerned about this?
No, it's fine. Fine. For any female listeners out there, Ray is single again. He's out here.
That didn't last long at all.
Well, you know, it's fine. You know, better to have it than not.
I fucked a lot.
There's
got to
be,
good,
like...
Right?
It's good. You got it out.
There's got to be a ratio of, like... There's, like, an inverse, like, ratio of, like,
at least
how
like
much
times.
You talk about
like
a relationship.
Like, at least 8 times.
The more... I feel like the more you talk about a relationship, the shorter the relationship.
That's true.
That you know what? That makes a lot of fucking sense. Because she talked a lot about the fucking relationship.
Yeah.
A lot about it.
Like, the less you talk about it, the longer it goes.
Because you're putting pressure on it. You're putting too much pressure.
A married person talk about their marriage? They fucking don't.
Never happily.
They're
anyway.
Like, eh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
or they're
true.
Like, I'm going to put
yeah.
a gun in my mouth and then kill her.
Exactly. Because the more you talk
that order
about
has
it,
to change.
The more you think about it. The more you think about it, the more you second guess it.
Yeah.
The more you second guess it.
That makes sense.
That makes makes a lot of fucking sense.
So if you like something, don't fucking talk about it. Just
it's
fucking
true.
Fuck it.
Damn, dude. Fucking opened up my mind right now.
Yeah,
there you
dude,
go.
I'm fucking smart sometimes.
I blame her for the end of the relationship and not me because I fucking broke it off.
I hope she's a listener right now.
Like blackout drunk.
Does she know
no,
about the pod?
She doesn't. Bro, it took me fucking like I had to ask. First of all, I have a rule. Mm-hmm. If I invite you to a stand-up show 3 times
mm-hmm.
and you don't show up, you can go fuck yourself. That's my
I feel like that's
rule.
Fair.
Rule.
That's more
that's
than
a fair
this.
Rule,
my
right?
My rule is I never invite anyone to my stand-up shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because A, I don't have any. But B, well, B, I don't believe in my stand-up. And C, like, I don't want to push somebody into doing it. If, like, but I've had friends come out because they've asked me about it. And I've told them when they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that, I feel like that. Like that's
I'm
no pressure on them.
Dog.
And then, like, I'll let someone know, but
if they
like,
ask
I don't
about
try
it.
And make them come out.
Yeah.
No, I won't try to make people come out, but I'd be like, hey, I got it. Because if they ask about it, I'd be like, hey, I got a show coming up.
Yeah,
let them
like,
know. And
like,
I'll do that about 3 times, and if they don't come out, I'm like, all right, well, fuck you. I don't care.
I just love, like, the polite thing.
I
of, like,
asked Jenny about 6 times. I was like, you know, like, this is, like, what I do. Like, come see me. And it took her 6 fucking attempts at trying to get her. I said her name on the pod already.
She's not gonna listen.
She's not gonna
so
listen. Yeah, she was watching my fucking stand up. She took forever.
Jenny Weasley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's who it was.
It was Jenny Weasley. I was. She was cheating on Harry Potter
at,
with
like,
me.
It was actually
was
like
fun.
One of those moving portraits at Hogwarts. And, like, he was just texting like like the IT guy that makes it work.
It's like the artistic version of that movie Her. He just like, takes the picture home with him.
Yeah. Is that really good?
I have no idea.
I haven't seen it.
It's like some autism shit. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like what Joaquin Phoenix and
yeah, he's like in love with Scarlett Johansson's voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Is it to be in love with a voice?
No, Scarlett Johansson's voice.
It looks kind of like sad.
I mean, it seemed like. I mean, I haven't seen it. I don't fucking know. But like, it's just
was it Spike Jonze?
No,
that directed it?
Probably.
Oh, okay.
I don't fucking know.
Have you ever seen that movie Being John Malkovich?
Yes.
It's so fucking good.
I haven't seen it in maybe
it's
6, 7
really
years.
Fucking disturbing and really good.
I don't remember it being disturbing. I mean, I remember it being good. I don't know.
I thought it was disturbing.
Like in what way? Just like
well,
other people
like
being
locks
you?
Locks his wife in a cage with a chimpanzee.
That's
and then
pretty
like,
dope.
Yeah.
That's kind of hot, though.
Yeah, right?
And then he, he forces John Malkovich to fuck people. This is like, he's basically, like, raping John Malkovich from the inside. It's like,
yeah, but it's like, but it's like
you ever choked a bitch?
Huh?
You ever choked a bitch?
Of course. Look at me.
Feel like I missed that opportunity.
I think choking women, here's the thing. You know
you
what?
Ever choked a woman, Steven?
No.
Steven's like, he's winking aggressively right now. That's what you guys can't see.
Here's the thing is, when you cut off airflow or blood flow to the brain, you have there's no safe way to do it.
Steven, can I say, like in your defense, women don't have blood flow to the brain.
You said that women who fuck you are dumb.
No, I was saying that they fuck, they bleed a lot. They don't really.
Oh,
because it goes to the vagina and it goes out.
Oh, so Steven's fucking women on their period.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Savage
you,
mode.
You get period pussy.
Yeah. Period pussy Steven, that's what we call him.
I fucks with period pussy, bro. I don't give a fuck.
No, it's fine.
I'm a fucking.
It's a little
monster.
Bit of blood.
Listen,
yeah, makes
you
the
just
condom brown.
Put down a towel because sometimes it gets like real messy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends on like what day she's on.
Yeah.
You got to get like first
like,
day in.
Yeah, first day in, you're fucking savage. You're a fucking monster.
Yeah.
Now I got in like a couple days afterwards and I ate that pussy. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's different. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I would
no,
never
there's no
put
blood
my mouth.
Though. Like you stay at the top.
Yeah, but you get like the remnants though.
Nah.
You might get like a little bit on your
showered.
Lip.
No.
I don't know.
You stay at the top. You don't fucking go down. Like you got to just kind of work the clit.
That seems like a lot though for
you,
like
the
just...
only thing that's going to happen if you go down is like you're going to get a mouthful of cotton.
What I'm worried about is like is like the beard has like the wicking ability. So
yeah,
like
yeah.
You're like you're having fun.
Yeah.
But then your beard's like
my beard's
below.
Like sitting right over there.
It's
yeah.
soaking it all up, bro.
So it's just like
I just washed my
it's
face.
Like,
I didn't
like
get
the,
any blood
it's
on my
like,
face.
Have you
though.
Seen those commercials where like this paper towel's great and shows the water racing up the paper towel? That's what your beard's like.
Yeah, I can't do that. I don't know how you do that, man. Like you, a different kind of
hey, man,
demonic
I'm
person.
Pretty fucking gross.
That's that ringworm on the confidence.
You know what? Shit's making sense now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know you deserve ringworm for a fucking year. Dude,
yeah,
like,
no,
fucking
I'm a pretty gross person. I'll be completely honest.
That's fine.
That's why I shower twice a day.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm pretty fucking gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. Fun times.
Nah, you can still do it.
I miss that shit.
No, it's fine. Like, you could find... listen, to all the ladies out there, this is what you're working with, okay? You got to deal with this fucking psycho. And you know what? A couple of days in, if you're bleeding, he'll do what needs to be done.
I'll do what needs to be done.
So, this is your...
Listen, ladies, I make you come first. That's my motto.
Don't make any promises you
that's
can't
my
keep,
policy.
Though. Don't,
no, I've made
don't
those promises.
Make any promises
make
you can't
promises,
keep.
Make those promises, and we will build walls. Because your pussy comes first.
Jesus Christ. This is a good Tinder profile right now.
It is. That's actually
this,
pretty good.
This
I might,
pretty good.
I might actually put that on my next Tinder profile. Damn,
just,
I'm going
no, just,
to download
just, no, plug
Tinder
your pod
again.
On the Tinder profile.
I'm going to have to download Tinder again, bro. It never worked. Why
yeah,
I
never,
download it? It never worked.
It worked for me once. It was pretty cool.
I don't know. Maybe
it worked
I could
for me once.
Picture up there of like me with like the fucking nice white button, floral pattern button down.
Mm-hmm.
Get these vaginas
you
wet.
Should, mm-hmm. Remember those texts I got from like that random like Spanish dude?
Whoa.
With like the guitar and the Hawaiian shirt.
No.
Wait, what?
Okay, like right when I got like this phone, it might have been on my old phone, but like I got these like weird ass texts from like somebody. Who was like, apparently he was like flirting with this lady and she dropped her phone number.
Okay.
So, like, I got her old phone number. So, I got like all these weird texts from people when
oh
I got
no.
her phone number.
That's...
And there was this one guy who was like, I can't wait to see you. And he had like, he was like standing in like, he had like duck, like rain boots.
Okay.
And like shorts and a Hawaiian shirt and a guitar.
Yeah.
And like
he just escaped like the mental asylum or something like that.
Yeah, it was weird looking.
Was he drooling
in
the picture also?
Like, I'll find that picture, send it to you, make that your Tinder profile.
All right,
there you go.
Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Or get on like
what's my bio? It's
just plug the pod.
Yeah, I'll plug the pod, and then it's your pussy comes first.
The pussy comes first. No, you should put Men's Warehouse. You're gonna love the way you look. And then that's it. I got nothing. I don't know.
I feel like
I've only had like one Tinder date, and I had to bail on it.
I've never had a Tinder date. I've never gotten that far, but I have like just like fucked around enough to get a woman to keep talking about ridiculous things with me.
I've seen you do it a couple times. You showed me a couple.
I'm pretty
times.
Fucking good.
It's hilarious.
Tinder
I'm pretty
Ray
good at it.
Is hilarious.
Yeah, Tinder Ray is hilarious.
You just fuck with people, and it's great. There is none of like the trying to like get to know anybody.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
No.
You're just like, hey, here's a bit. I'm gonna run it on you. Yeah.
My favorite one to this day was this girl named Caitlin, mm-hmm. and I texted her, and I was just like, listen, I can't find my car in the parking garage. I need your help right now. And she goes, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I need you to fucking focus right now, Caitlin. I can't find my fucking car.
Did you like drop your location to her?
No, I should have done that.
You should have.
Random you fucking parking garage.
I mean, like, I know like Tinder. On iPhones you can't. You probably can on here too or whatever. Like, just like, oh. like you copy paste your location.
Like Northing and Easting.
Yeah. Or like a maps or whatever.
Oh, your coordinates.
And, yeah.
Food will
just
arrive
drop it
at my door. Come to the door, you fucking guy.
I really want to take this fat swat to the next level, though. I want to implement biological warfare.
Did you say 300 or 202?
I said 348, right?
3048. What's
3048.
202?
Yeah.
You should probably bleep out that part about your address.
Fuck, nah. Right. Well, anyone that listens knows me.
That's true.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
I really want to implement biological warfare. Put them on the pod. Biological warfare. I'm thinking dirty socks.
Steven, is this called the Grande? Yeah, the Grande.
The Grande. It's called the Grande, bro?
Yeah.
This nachos bo grande?
Downstairs. You just go down and open the gate for him. I got my
all right.
On,
so
on the kitchen counter, I got there's a key fob.
Podcast listeners, I need you to do me a favor, okay? I need you to go to the Cup of Jokes Instagram page, call them faggots on all their posts, okay?
Yeah.
Every episode. Cup of Jokes is going to post something about, oh, we say some gay shit on our episode. Da, 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 da. Call them gay. Don't make it like a hate crime, but call them faggots, okay? So saith, biggers being choosers. Is this not how fatwas work?
I didn't hear any of that. I was in the other room.
fucking dick.
I don't know how fatwas work.
Why
do they got to be fatwas, right?
Well, I mean,
like,
they
can't
be,
like, you know,
skinny was?
Average sized was.
Nah.
Or skinny was.
Nah. Usually, like,
Svelte was.
Nah. Fat was just seem more like menacing. Because it's like,
obese was.
You see a fat boy coming down the street towards you, you're going to move.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to fucking move. You see a skinny one, you'll be like, eh, it's fine. Like, you'll walk, you'll continue on your path. So, you know, violent retribution must be had.
How about it's a fatwa, but a fatwa, but it's spelled P-H-A-T-W-A?
Yeah, this why fat boy. It's just some big bitch that's just slapping her pussy.
It's feeling this fatwa.
Some fat Asian bitch just want their fatwa. I do love that ISIS music though. That shit's fucking
good,
bro.
It rocks. It fucking rocks. Like, they did a really good job. Like, their social media team was on point.
Yeah.
Because, like, the music was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Can we hire that person?
I don't know.
We should make our own, like...
They might be dead, though. Or
maybe.
Like, and I think also, like, if we try and hire them, like...
We might get put on a watch list.
I don't think they can get a visa to get into the country.
We can do it then. We can do it ourselves. We should make our own ISIS video about Cup of Jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, we'll put Ray in, like, a black hood, and we'll both have, like,
just, like,
scimitars.
Have him, like, on the monkey bars or something.
Huh?
Like, do, like, a training video. Show me, like, hanging from a pull-up bar. And, like, my feet are, I'm just, like, kicking my feet back and forth.
We slit your throat and push off a building. That's a Cup of Jokes right there. We should do that. We should make our own, like, ISIS type videos. I want to take this fat twat to the next level.
Okay.
To the point where we probably could be on a watch list. Not necessarily put on a watch list.
Okay, so, like, you know, like an HGTV show?
Yeah.
But, like, where it's like home improvements, but instead of, like, making it, like, painting a home or anything,
yeah,
they just, like, prep it for a beheading video.
That's so good. Like, that's good. That's
the
good.
Folding chair. They set up. They're like, I think this is a great spot for the camera.
Yeah.
Put a couple sharpening stones over here.
You see these walls? Yeah. It's really the masking tape mm-hmm. will really stick to them, so you can put the
flag,
the vinyl. The, yeah. What's it called? The tarps.
The tarps
on every wall.
Exactly.
In the ceiling.
These are load bearing walls. They're not coming mm-hmm. down. Not exactly. that easily. No. Yeah,
these
you
are
need.
Thick. When you hear the
thick.
Screaming and the gurgling, mm-mm. it doesn't get through. The
you won't even.
Know a thing
if
happens.
You're smart, you'll put a sock in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They can't, you know. It's muffled. You want to work smart, not hard.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, though. I think we could do it. It'd be like this old house, but with mm-hmm. like.
With Bob, we hire Bob Vila. Yeah.
He just comes in like, what the fuck is this?
He like knocks on a wall and is like, no, what you guys might not know. If you just, now, if sometimes people want to do a cinder block construction, but you can get away with your standard wood construction. All you have to do is put some styrofoam on the wall, but underneath the flag so no one sees it. Oh my god.
We need to do this. We need to do this.
This is just like it's the same theme as this old house. Yeah. Like but it's like oh. I don't know. This is gotta be like really hateful shit. I'm
not
sorry.
It's not hateful. No.
I don't know.
It's not hateful. This is just
we're making fun of terrorists.
We're making fun of terrorists and also implementing their ideas for mm-hmm. when we actually, you know, use
also,
violent retribution
I'm
against
not sure,
a couple jokes.
I know, like, so I know, like, there's a lot of terms that mm-hmm. are thrown around that are not specific to terrorism, though.
Because,
like, jihad doesn't necessarily.
We're not
going to
go jihad.
Holy war.
Well, isn't it, like, violent
it's
retribution,
like,
though?
No, like, a jihad is more, like, it can be like a more of a personal thing,
like Andrew Jackson
my,
jihad.
This is my holy struggle, like my okay. internal holy struggle.
Mind comp.
So like no fuck. but it can be like you know stuff of like I'm trying to quit booze. And,
yeah,
like, that's
this
my
is
jihad.
Our jihad.
Yeah.
A podcast jihad. You know I take it back. We don't deserve any kind of terrorism. Yeah, you know what? Let's. Where would be a good place to, you know, I guess I'll do this off mic. I don't want to get in trouble just in case we have, like, I don't know, snitches listening.
Just turn off your mic and I'll hear it, and then I can judge it.
Okay.
Your mic's off, right? Yeah, okay, it's off. Okay, cool.
Let's say we catch a
joke. Uh-huh. I'm listening. Javaris is speaking right now.
Make a real, like that.
No!
But we never kill him. We never kill him.
In the drawer to the left of the stove.
We get close, but we never do it.
Yeah.
We just have, like, scimitars.
You know what? You know what? Jake is a video pro guy.
Why can't we all just do
video
it?
He has the video production studio
yeah.
in his home.
There you go.
You know, I think we can make it happen.
It'll be a podcast collaboration.
Yeah, we'll do. It'll be a swapcast.
Yeah, swapcast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it'll be like we'll have them on as guests.
Well, yeah, exactly, guests. Yeah,
we're gonna do a beheading video.
Oh,
God damn it, Steve! We're gonna do
we
a
won't.
Beheading video. Well, yeah, no. We're gonna do this old house.
So this old house,
yeah.
But like instead of like renovating a house, like it's just setting up like a beheading studio.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
We'll just bring Joe in. Like yeah, Joe. Yeah, we want to do a collaboration. Oh, dude. Yeah, I love collaboration. Duh.
And it's just like the host is walking around, like, while there's like people in the background where you don't know what they're doing. They're never mentioned.
Everyone's wearing like balaclavas and shit.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it? Balaclava?
Balaclava?
I always think it sounds like baklava. Yeah, baklava. But no, baklava's the.
Balaclava.
Balaclava?
Yeah, I think so.
I only know
Damn,
that word.
Dude, that fucking smells good.
It does smell good.
Shit, what was it again?
Baba Clava.
You got salad? Mediterranean rice bowl.
Mm-hmm.
From where?
Like the Mediterranean grill place or whatever.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Cool. This is now a food review podcast.
We were talking about eating pussy.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah. a kind. That's
it's calorie free.
That's on the pyramid.
It's on the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of
It's the eye where like it.
No.
Like on the
grease and
the
fats.
Illuminati one. It's no. Like the eye at the top.
Gluten free.
An Illuminati period pyramid, but instead of an eyeball, it's a pussy.
It's just pussy. Just a sideways pussy looking at you. Hell yeah. I like that food pyramid. I'll tell you what, that's my kind of food pyramid.
Oh,
where
man.
You eat pussy. It's like, I don't know, there's something to the juices, right? Don't they have like rejuvenative properties?
I don't know.
Yeah,
like sperm.
Like clean themselves or something?
Yeah, like self, well, you know, some ladies they self clean, yeah. Some ladies they don't self clean, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's gonna be getting hot lately. Is what I'm trying to say. It's
you
gonna be summertime.
Table?
You want the table?
Yeah.
All right.
It's like the whole table.
A whole ass table.
Damn, Chavarez just lifted the table.
You better watch out. I've been doing I've been jacking off a lot lately. So
hell yeah, there we go.
I'm lifting tables
That's
now.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm making some progress here.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that fucking Uber driver was so lazy, dog.
What? Like, he was just hanging out in his car?
Yeah.
Would you advocate...
The gate was open.
Okay, not Ray.
Really?
Based on service,
mm-hmm.
would
Damn,
you
dude.
Advocate for a wall? Or would you not advocate for a wall based on service?
Based on this service,
mm-hmm.
I'd advocate for a wall.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't need to hear anything else.
It'd be, like, the worst fucking way. So like a lift thing of, like, how much higher should the wall be? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 feet.
You know what? Give them a good review, but just put, you know what, 10 feet higher. There you
yeah.
go. Just got 10 feet higher.
Like, he did a good job, but it doesn't reflect my feelings on the wall.
Yeah. Too many of them are getting through. They're just driving
everywhere.
You could
have walked up here. You could have drove up, just walked up. It wasn't that far.
It was by the gate.
I fucking want to take its tip away.
You know what? Actually, this is a good argument against the wall because there wasn't a wall there, but he still didn't get all the way over here.
Oh.
That's true.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
So maybe, like, a wall is, you know, like, what, you know what would really throw people for a loop?
What's that?
Just you take all the stuff out.
Oh, the wall?
So it's just an empty field.
Okay.
And then, like, people are like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
And no one wants to fucking cross an open field.
I don't know about that, man. People cross
people
open fields. People
I'm
cross
saying,
open fields
what,
all
what
the time.
What would be scarier for you?
Okay.
Like, there's a wall there.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm supposed to stay on this side of the wall,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the other side of the wall. Or just an open field that you knew that there was a wall trying to keep you out 2 weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
You got a point.
Because
mm-hmm. there could be some IEDs there.
Exactly. Well, here, you know what really fucking throw people for? If they put like a grandstand on the other side of the field, a bunch of people were sitting down watching.
You,
you don't have to put anything in the field. You don't
some,
have to actually
put some bleachers off to
you're
the
not
side.
Killing anybody. You're not hurting anybody. But you just have a grandstand. Just watch it.
Just one like off to the side, just like
yep.
Is it gonna be manned or unmanned?
They got like one of those like coin operated like binocular pedestals.
Yeah, just watching.
Mm-hmm.
How soon would that turn into like a tourist attraction?
Immediately.
Mm.
You know how boring Texas is?
No.
Exactly.
Damn.
Yeah, actually, you know what?
I've never been to Texas.
Can be boring. How boring is Arizona?
I don't know.
Exactly.
What did they have?
John McCain's there. He was. People called him a maverick.
John McCain's dead.
That's how boring Arizona is.
He just that. He had himself a brain tumor and died.
Arizona didn't even notice.
No, see, what I would do for border control is I would do just some road runner shit.
Okay.
And just change the signs. Just
to
go
world.
Mexico that way.
America. Oh, we
America
left America.
This way.
Oh, shit, man.
They're like,
the whole
oh,
time.
So we were in America.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know what? Okay, so here's
that's
what
why
you
it's
do.
So shitty.
Here's what you do. You take the state of New Mexico.
Yeah.
And you build like a quarter scale size America in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So like you got like you just dig a big lake,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then in the middle of the lake you just put North America.
But okay,
right. So then people get there.
Okay.
And they're like, "What the fuck? America's tiny." Yeah. And then they go home.
But that's like, good. Where do you put that's the good. Where do you put the numbered streets? Because those can be the streets that they just avoid.
No. This is what you do.
The MLK Boulevard and then 2nd Street.
You model Arizona and New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
like the cities on the border,
okay.
after cities on the border of Mexico. So when they get to the other side, they're like, we went the wrong way! And so, then they turn around.
Yeah,
exactly. That's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah. Or like, just like,
how do they
like
know?
The city that's like 20 miles north of the border, just
yeah.
call it New York City.
Bam, there you go.
Wow. Yeah. What? That's a smart idea.
There's like some lake or some shit. Call that one Chicago.
I feel like you're going to end up black bagged somewhere because of this idea. <Yeah. laughs> Someone's going to break
what's
in here.
What's the country right under Mexico?
South America?
God damn.
Central America?
You know how fucking, like, fucking dumb
Colombia?
I feel right now?
I don't know. Argentina? Dude, I don't know geography.
You just make that America, like, the top. You know, like, the border, that
yeah.
city? Make the city from the city
that's
under
Central
it.
America. But yeah. I don't know what's in Central America, though. I don't
it's
know
like
the towns.
It's like Nicaragua and Ecuador and
I thought that was, like,
Peru.
South America.
No, that's Central America.
Guatemala.
What the fuck is South America then?
Guatemala, yeah.
That's
I
like
think Guatemala.
Colombia, French Guiana, Brazil, Argentina.
Just nuke yeah. it all. We don't even need this shit, to be honest with you.
We got a lot of fun women.
Where are they
Spanish.
At?
Spanish.
Where are they at?
In okay. their countries.
Okay, well, you know what? Belong. Sorry. I don't know you. You don't exist to me until I see you. I'd be a good dictator.
I would
I mean,
be
they're all over
like
porn.
If I was in charge of shit, exactly. I would be mm-hmm. so bad at it. Okay, so Belize and Guatemala are like directly south of Mexico.
Okay,
and then it's El Salvador and Honduras, and then it's Nicaragua, then Costa Rica, then Panama.
Okay,
so then you make New Mexico look like Nicaragua.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
You
and
know,
then all right. Like, oh fuck.
What's a country that if you could get rid
but
of it,
you'd need like a lot more water because Nicaragua has like water, and New Mexico doesn't.
Quick question.
Yeah.
If you had the power to get rid of one country, top of your head, don't think too hard about it, what country would you get rid of? I'll tell you mine right now. Philippines. Don't need it.
Philippines?
Don't
why?
Need it.
Nah, my boss, he's from the Philippines.
Bye-bye.
He's a really cool guy.
Bye-bye.
I like my boss.
Bye-bye.
We
whole country gone.
We went to a hockey game together.
Is he here? He won't even miss it.
Mm-mm.
He won't even miss it. Fuck the Philippines.
Like, he has family there, though.
Bye-bye.
Ukraine.
Bye-bye. They're all dead. Ukraine?
Ukraine.
Why
well,
Ukraine?
Putin's working on that for you.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, oh, he's trying to annex it and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, that's what the fuck.
I thought they already had it.
No, they annexed Crimea, which was, like, a part of Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought
then,
they already
like,
had
now
it.
They're trying to, like, annex eastern Ukraine.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is that why that plane got shot down?
Yeah. Because, like, the Russians were, like, they gave, like, they basically, like, their. Hiring like people to be that aren't like in the Russian army, but mm-hmm. like army adjacent.
Went through like
to,
some
like,
like
do the fighting, and
yeah.
then they were just like, "Here's a big anti-aircraft missile system. Just turn it on."
Weren't there like some like doctors and shit on there too?
Yeah,
yeah.
It was like an international long haul flight to Malaysia.
Yeet. Well.
So like yeah, it
well,
had like a bit of everybody on board.
Had
and
to do it to
just
them.
Bits of everybody just all over Russia now.
Except for that black box, you know what I mean? Mm. Black pussy is the most durable.
What is Putin's end game? Where does this? Where does all? Where is this all going, Putin?
He's gonna train Trump.
That's what I want to know.
In judo.
So basically, like, with what the USSR did after World War II was, like, all the territory that they had taken from the Germans, they just like set up puppet governments in those countries to act as like buffer states between the NATO countries. And Russia.
Mm.
So what he's doing now is because the EU was until recently kind of strong and like they were adding new members and NATO was kept adding new members that were former buffer states.
Okay.
So like right now Putin is like, no, fuck you guys. I need buffer states again.
Mm.
So that and then also a lot of like the so in Ukraine at least – like the invasion of Crimea was kind of came after the government of Ukraine like stepped down as a result of a bunch of protests, and the government that stepped down was super friendly with Putin.
Okay.
So then a new government came to power that was like, hey, we like West Europe more than Putin, so we're just gonna try and like trade with them more.
They allow more gay shit.
Well, I don't know. I think they're all kind of hateful of gay people, but
probably.
So like then Putin saw that as like he didn't. So he saw the Ukraine protests and shit as being precipitated by the EU and America.
Yeah.
So as kind of a fuck you, he's like, well, fine, I'll just take over Ukraine.
Mm. Boss shit.
Like, you're not gonna let me have it. Like,
that's some boss shit right there.
That is.
And, like, the way he's doing it is, like, he's making it look like a civil war by just sending Russians in.
Yeah.
And because there's a lot of people in, like,
Eurasian.
Block,
yeah. They look kind of like the same.
II,
yeah.
The USSR sent a bunch of Russians into Eastern Europe to live. And so, basically, there's a bunch of ethnically Russian people who speak Russian, basically call themselves
as, like,
Russian,
splinter cells, basically. Yeah.
And so, like, he's basically, like, saying, like, look, there's all these Russians in these countries we have to protect.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
It's the long game, basically.
Yeah, no, it's, like, fucking smart, and it's, like, what the fuck do you do? Like, you just, I don't know.
All right, so,
because, like, if you send any troops there to help Ukraine out, that's seen as an act of war.
Yeah.
And you have war with Russia, which no one wants.
No one wants
Yeah, because they've got, like, the most nukes.
Well,
I thought they had a lot.
But nah.
It's like no one wants to
I heard
US
they
had
like 1600 and they have we have like 1400 or some shit like that.
But it's like that's enough to like blow up the world 50 times though.
Yeah,
so it's like but
true.
Like
either way we all lose.
Like the US like our delivery mechanisms are still up and running where like a lot of theirs maybe aren't.
You know what? I'm ready.
You think you're ready for a nuclear holocaust?
No, I'm ready to die. I'm good.
Yeah.
I got some pussy recently.
I think I'll be fine. You got enough.
I got enough.
Well, that's the thing is like
I got my fill.
If there's like a nuclear war, like I don't want to be a survivor.
No, I want to die in the middle of a nuclear war. Mm-hmm. I don't want a fucking
like
arm sticking out of my head.
Have you seen like the advertisements on like the Christian Learning Channel and shit?
I don't have
where,
cable.
Like, they're like advertising for like the doomsday preppers.
No, what
they're,
are
like here is a bucket that will feed your family for 2 weeks.
A bucket of what?
Yeah. It's just like freeze-dried food and shit.
How much is the bucket?
It's like 50 to 100 bucks.
It's not bad.
I don't know, it's expensive, but
how heavy is the bucket?
Like, it's like 50 pounds. It's
for
huge.
How many days?
I don't know. I don't know the details, okay? I just know it's a bucket of food.
You can't just tell me there's going to be a bucket of food and not know the details.
Is it sponsored by KFC?
You guys are fucking with me. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. The people that are preparing for that shit, they're not cool people.
No.
No, some of them are cool. Like, some of them are fucking, like, they're like Mensa people. And, like,
my
they're pretty.
Got a bucket.
Oh, yeah?
We're at an hour. All right.
Are we?
Oh, fuck.
A lot of this was me getting food.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Got a couple good bits, right?
Yeah, maybe a couple.
I wanted to get
Emma Hobson.
I wanted to get the Fatwa out there.
Yeah.
To the listeners.
Did we do that?
We've made the Fatwa public.
You guys did that.
That's fine. They already know about it.
Yeah.
So, if anything happens, we'll know why.
Can we wait until after my trip to Europe to release this?
When are you going?
End of May.
Oh, because of the Putin stuff?
Well, no, because of the Fatwa shit, and I don't want to be on a no-fly list.
Yeah, you could be. Well,
because like you were fucking texting the shit of like jihad against them.
No, I said Fatwa. I didn't say jihad. I didn't say jihad. I didn't say jihad.
And like we know
I posted
the NSA,
that online. What does Fatwa mean exactly? Because I've been saying that shit a lot lately.
It's like
you basically like declare somebody like
an enemy.
An enemy of Islam or something. So like when you issue a Fatwa, you're saying like, hey.
On site, if you see them, fuck
you're basically
them up.
Declaring somebody like an outlaw, kind of.
Yeah.
I wrote that shit on Facebook.
Hell
like,
yeah, bro!
I was like, Fatwa. I didn't know what it meant.
See, every extremist movement needs people like Ray that
That's
don't know
fine.
What it means, but they think it's cool.
I'm gonna do it anyways.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's a Did I delete that?
Oh, fucking Zuck site. Oh, yeah, dude, you're fucked.
They're going to get dragged over Facebook.
It's going to be like a helicopter and a black van just driving up to your house when you get there. Just wait for it.
God damn it.
That's great.
That's fine. You know what? Plug the pod on your way out.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. News. Yeah.
All right.
Dude, this fucking Greek food was amazing.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
They gave you Perrier?
Yeah.
All right. It's been fun. Bye, guys.
Fuck up.